Welcome to Zilcha Mishnah Simanim, member by Avram Goldar, and today we're Sechus Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud Alf, and Perek Zayin, Mishnah Alf. Let's begin by reviewing the Simanim from the previous Aprakim beginning in Perek Zayin, Maseches Brachas. So the first Simon is Zimun, Nek, Ketzad, Lachalik, Shtei Chaburos, Perekhes, Yom Yain, Nitil Maziga, Mape, Mechabdin, Havdalah, Im Mevarchin, Shachach, Kos, Perek Tes, Nisim, Chamish Brachos, Shachianu, Nichnas, V'yahavta. Perek Alef and Peah. Ein Shir, Shishim, Sade, Inglam, Ilan, Yimareach. Perek Beis, Mapsikin, Hamasamayim, Gader, Charuvin, Shnei Minim, Maisa, Goyim, Chetzia. Perek Gimel, Malbanos, Menamer, Betzalim, Imaos, Achin, Karka, Shchimira, Eved. Perek Dalad, Mechuber, Dekel, Zarak Magolas, Shalosh Abayos, Niskayer Hikdish, Onas Maisros Ashir, Leket Chori Namalim. Perek Hei, Takhtav, Shibos, Topeach, Baal Bayis, Machlif, Mocher, Polim, Gmar Malacha. And Perek Vav, Hefker, Samach, Rosh Hashuros, Ve'elahen, Shnei Marim, Sasaim, Kama, Matzelas, Emet Starfim Shachas. Alright, so now Mishnah Yudal begins. A kotzim b'layla v'ma'amer v'asuma yesh lehem shechah. If one harvests at night, or makes bundles at night, or is blind, even though that we know in general when something causes the bundles to be forgotten, the produce does not have the din of shechah. In this case, where he can't see because it's night or because he's blind, it does have the din of shechah. The reason is that the person knew that it was likely that the bundles would be forgotten and that he would need to be careful and check that he didn't leave anything behind. So if he did leave something behind, it has the din of shechah. We also learn that if someone made a tanai, a condition, that anything he leaves behind is not shechah and he's going to take it, it has the din of shechah, because any tanai that attempts to uproot a mitzvah from the Torah is not a tanai. So the simple mission he'd offer is going to be laila at night. I'm going to put a parenthesis next to it, tanai. Condition. All right, so now we can complete our Simon story for Perek Vav, and our Zichru Simon is a sword. So the story is, the Hefker sword was placed next to ends of rows, Samach to Rosh Hashuros, that had a sign in front of them which read, Ve'eluhen, and it was perched on top of two bundles the size of two saw, Shnei Amarim, Sasaim. Suddenly a person standing by some standing grain, Kama, came and saved the sword, Matzelas, the sword, which was not joined to some fodder, to some shachas, and he snuck away at night, Belila. Once again, the Hefker sword was placed next to ends of rows, Samach, Rosh Hashuros, that had a sign in front of them which read, Ve'elohen, and was perched on top of two bundles the size of two saw, Shnei Amarim, Sasaim. Suddenly a person standing by some standing grain, Kama, came and saved the sword, Matzelas, which was not joined to some fodder, shachas, and he snuck away at night, Belila. So the Simani for Perek Vav are Hefker, Samach, Rosh Hashuros, Ve'elohen, Shnei Amarim, Sasaim, Kama Matzelas, Ein Mitzdarfim Shachas Belaila. All right, so now we begin Perek Zayin Mishnah Alef, which continues to the din of Shechah, and it teaches that any tree, in this case a Zayis, that is distinct either because of its shame, Maisav, or Makom, its parts will not have the din of Shechah. Shame means that's called by a certain name because it's known for something. So if an olive tree produces a lot of oil and it's called the Shevchuni, one that pours oil, it's also not have the din of Shechah. This is because it's so distinct that the owner will eventually come to remember it. The same applies if it's known by its masav, its actions. For example, it produces a lot of fruit, or by its distinct location, such as being next to a wine press or a gap in the fence. The owner will eventually remember it, so it does not have the din of Shechah. So the symbol used for Mishnah Alef is shame, name. Well, think of its distinctive name and connect it to also having a distinctive productivity or in being in a distinct location. So the two simanim for today are Laila, shame. Laila, shame. Laila, shame. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.